will now be recorded.
All right, well, it's 10:30 a.m. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Structural Technical Advisory Committee meeting of June 7th, 2024. A couple of quick reminders, please be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute, but if you're using a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times, and please state your name each time, and TAC members, please state your name when making and seconding motions. We just have someone joined by phone. Would you identify yourself, please?
Doe Kim.
Great. Number two is Doe Kim. All right, well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Very good. I believe that Lindy Clark is here for Jamie Gascon.
That's correct. I'm here.
Very good. Michael Garacio?
Yeah.
Joe Kim?
Here.
Dan Labridge? Julie Lowry? All right. C.W. McComber?
Yeah.
Yes, I see your thumb, C.W. That's good. Dave Mansour?
Here.
Greg Perino?
Here.
Dean Rourke?
Yeah.
All right. Commissioner Schock?
Here.
And Jason Seals? All right, well, we have eight, so we have a quorum. I'm going to double check those who didn't respond. That would be Dan Labridge, Julie Lowry, Dean Rourke, or Jason Seals. All right, very good. We have our eight members constituting quorum. We have Joe Bigelow, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlena Peters, and Justin Vogel here from DPR. And I'm Jeff Flair, the commission's facilitator. Let's go ahead and review the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting as well as today's agenda, and then to make recommendations to the commission regarding a petition for declaratory statement DS 2024-014 by Timothy Drum of Drum Engineering Corporation, and any general comment. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion, please, by name to approve the agenda as posted? Doc, move approval.
Gracio, second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, the meeting minutes from the May 7th, 2024 meeting were posted electronically. Does anybody have any corrections or revisions? If not, is there a motion to accept those meeting minutes as they were posted by name? Excuse me.
Scott, move approval. Gracio, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Hearing no discussion, then all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay, so our substantive discussion issue today is to provide the commission with a recommendation on the deck statement DS 2024-014 by Timothy Drum of Drum Engineering Corporation. I'm going to quickly review the overall sequencing, and then we'll go through each one in turn. First, a petitioner will have an opportunity to present their petition. You can have up to 5 minutes. You don't have to do it if you don't want. It's up to you. But I'll provide a one-minute warning, and then we'll take any TAC member questions of the petitioner, and then Love will provide the commission's staff's analysis on the petition, any clarifying questions from by the TAC of staff's analysis, any general public comment, 3 minutes per person, and then the TAC will discuss and make a recommendation to the commission on the petition. All right, let's start first. If the petitioner would like to provide any additional information, please state your name and representation, and I'll start your clock.
Everybody hear me okay?
Here you go. Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. My name is Timothy Drum, Drum Engineering. I'm the president of this company. So the basis for my petition today is in regards to a local building official making a ruling, and I disagree with the ruling, and I'm having to go through this process. So my ruling, or my question and concern is I do residential designs for homes, so I'm always using the residential Florida building code. Lived here almost my whole life. My father started the company, second generation engineer. Know this area and the soil very well. The new building commissioner has imposed that Chapter 18 of the Florida Building Code, is to be applied to the residential code. My late father, who passed away last year, had got a ruling, and it was just kind of a clarification. It's a non-binding ruling, so the building official said, not that I disagree with the non-binding, but it's not binding, you gotta get it binding. So doing that now. So I'm trying to find out if the Chapter 18 of the Florida Building Code building, in regards to the fill requirements having geotechnical reports, are required for the residential. The building official is making all residential projects in the where I'm located, they have to have a geotechnical report in order to even submit. And he's saying that it's not him requiring it, that it's the building code that's requiring it. Which, been doing engineering long enough, I've talked to many other engineers, other building officials, that is not their view of it. So this building official making a statement saying, I'm not requiring it, the code's requiring it. So that's why I'm trying to get clarification on, does it really require it or not?
Okay. Thanks, sir. Does any staff members have any questions I'd like to ask the petitioner before we hear staff's analysis? Okay. Mo, go ahead. Let's have staff's analysis.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Mo Madani, and the issue is DS 2024-014. As you heard from the petitioner, mainly, the petitioner is seeking a declaratory statement to clarify whether designing a foundation system in accordance with section R401.2 of the 8th edition 2023 for the building code residential would also require compliance with chapter 18 of the 8th edition for the building code building. And the petitioner have specific questions, which we will get to it in a minute. The petitioner provided a description of specific foundations, cases, as you see, was about 12 of those, which is mainly those foundations are specific to single-story residence home, and some of them are two-story residence home, and talks about a fill material of 12 inches or less, or sometime more than 12 inches. So that's really kind of some description of the facts for this project. And if you mainly review Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code, Section 101.2, which I have in the analysis, it does say that, which is really this is in Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code Building Administrative, which is, it clearly says with regard to design and construction of single family dwellings, in this case, or two family dwellings, or even townhouses that is up to three stories, it says that under the exception one. It says detached one and two family dwelling and multi-single family dwelling, townhouses, not more than three stories above grade plane in height with a separate mean of egress, and their accessory structure, not more than three stories, shall comply with the Florida Building Code residential. So it does tell, the building code, building does send us to under Chapter 1 for the design of construction of single-family dwellings to the residential code. So that's the code that we will have to, in this case, we start with. If you go to the residential code, Chapter 1, it does give you the scope, and it says the provision of the Florida Building Code residential shall apply to construction, alteration, movement, enlargement, replacement, repair, etc., of a one- and two-family dwelling, which is really the scope of this project that we're speaking of. Also, Chapter 4 of the The residential code does provide a specific requirement for foundations. Start with section R401.2, which is really details the foundation shall be capable of resisting certain loads. It does talk about fill soil that supports footings, and foundations shall be designed and installed and tested in accordance with accepted engineering practice, etc. So really, in terms of the residential code, it's clearly the residential code has a specific requirement for foundation design. So the question now that's being asked is that if, from the petitioner, he's asking, if I design the residential home foundation and fill soil to meet the requirement for Chapter 4 of the Affordable Building Code residential, am I still required to design the foundation and fill soil to meet the requirement for Chapter 18 of the Affordable Building Code building? And you heard from the petitioner with regard to the investigation of the site and the testing. The answer, just, you know, going with what I've mentioned earlier, the answer to the petitioner question is no. Pursuant to Section 101.2 of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code building and Section 101.2 of the 8th edition 2023 FBC residential design and construction of foundation and fill soil in question are subject to the construction requirements of Chapter 4 of the 8th edition of the 8th edition 2023 FBC residential. The 8th edition 2023 FBC residential is a standalone subcode, and there is no specific code requirement which mandates compliance with Chapter 18 of the Florida Building Code in addition to that of Chapter 4 of the FBC residential. Any questions about the analysis?
All right, TAC members, anybody have any questions of Moe's analysis? All right, is there anybody from the public that would like to comment? Okay, I'm going to come back to the TAC for discussion or a motion. The motion, if you so agree, would be that Structural TAC recommends that the Commission adopt staff's analysis regarding the question presented in the petition. So any questions, comments, discussion, or is there a motion, TAC members?
Jeff, I'd like to have some discussion.
Sure.
Yeah, just a shock here. No, and I don't know. As you know, each jurisdiction adopts a Chapter 1 using the building code and then adding to it for enforcement purposes for the building officials authority and all that kind of stuff. And BOAF has put out a model Chapter 1, which is used by a lot of jurisdictions. And in that model Chapter 1, I want to read you a section that they added. It was 101.2.2 of the model ordinance that BOAF uses. And that says, residential construction standards or practices which are not covered by the Florida Building Code residential volume shall be in accordance with the provisions of the Florida Building Code building. So I can see where if this local jurisdiction had adopted that model, where there could be some disagreement on this issue. Personally, I support the staff recommendations, but I felt that it was necessary to at least bring that up.
Yeah, I understand this is your general statement. The question is really, normally in order to go to the building volume, normally sometime residential code would reference the specific section that you have to use. In this case, I have not seen any. However, that's more also is a local administrative amendment. The problem here is that there's nothing that is really within the facts provided that would require you to go to the building code building. So that's really the issue here. And thank you.
Any other discussion, questions?
Tom?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I don't think that we have any proof that the local jurisdiction has adopted this, so I agree 100% with FAST analysis. You know, this needs to be designed on the residential design. Thank you.
All right, TAC members, any other questions or discussion, or is there a motion?
I'll move acceptance of staff recommendations.
Shock. There a second?
We know the second.
We have a motion and a second that the structural TAC recommends the commission adopt staff analysis regarding the question presented in the petition. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? That's a unanimous recommendation to the commission to support staff's analysis. And the answer to the question, is there any other public comment or TAC member comment? Commissioner Compton, if you would just say we stand adjourned, sir, that we'll call the day.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we stand adjourned. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
This conference is no longer being recorded.
Okay.